What's happening locally? The news.
And it is time for us to take our morning look at some of the local news stories here in the Republic of Panama. At Miguel de la Borda Community Gym in Donoso in Colón Province, citizen consultations continued on Monday. This is regarding the first debate on the bill of the contract between the state and Minera Panama. Hundreds of people have come to the sports venue, where more voices have been heard in rejection than in favour of the controversial product, project number 1043. The citizen Pedro Camargo said that the aforementioned project is leonine and an attack against Donoso and the entire country. Camargo added that due to the shortcomings of the document, it's best to redraft it from scratch. The project is an aberration to the country, he said. Others who oppose the project question the fact that within the contract law proposal, it is found that the mining company can request from the Civil Aviation Authority a temporary or permanent overflight restriction of up to 3,000 metres above the area. This is a concession as well as the port, the easement and the power generation plant. There were also those who said that instead of mining activities, what they want is a supply of water. Down with the mining contract, down a united people will never be defeated. The fight is fighting, are some of the choruses that are heard in the middle of the session. For his part, Fernando Johnson, representative of the township of Rio Indio, requested that the contract and each of its clauses be reviewed so that it effectively benefits our people. The mayor took the opportunity to complain about the existing needs in his region of the country. This as the lack of schools, roads and hospitals. There are still ranch schools. It is sad and unfortunate. There is no university extension, he remarked. We're not against it, but rather that it be reviewed. We're going to do it, but well. And that is makes the impact as minimal as possible, said citizen Felicito Terán. The Committee of Trade and Economic Affairs has declared itself in permanent session to address the project. The citizen consultations continue on Wednesday in the Casa del Pueblo in Coclesito district of Omar Torrijos Herrera, Colón, and on Thursday in the community of Samaneta, township of Llano Grande, district of La Pintada in Coclé. Unlike last week, which broadcast the 5 days of consultation, the Assembly does not broadcast these consultations with the citizens live. This is due to the lack of technological equipment the entity specified. Through their social media accounts, the independent deputy Juan Diego Vázquez and the presidential candidate Ricardo Lombana share the activity that is taking place at the moment in the Miguel de la Borda Community Gym in Donoso. University students partially closed on Monday. The Transísmica Highway at the height of the entrance to the University of Panama, only 2 traffic lanes are enabled on the road. The demonstration, which began around noon yesterday, is in rejection of the bill of the mining contract that is being discussed in the National Assembly. Mining leaves ghost towns, contaminated and in ruins, reads one of the banners. Members of the single union construction workers have joined the project, which earlier closed several parts of the country, also to show their opposition to Bill number 1043 that is being debated in the Assembly's Committee on Commerce and Economic Affairs, National Economic Affairs. The arguments of 3 defence lawyers were evacuated in the morning of this Monday, the 4th of September, in the Blue Apple case, in which they requested a verdict in favour of the defendants Melina Cano, Luis Alberto Arias, Octavio Samaniego, and Marcelino Martinez on charges of illicit association and money laundering. The 10th day of the trial of the Blue Apple case began with the intervention of Arturo González Basso, Melina Cano's lawyer, who served as secretary of the former Minister of Public Works, Frederico Suarez. González Basso alleged that his client does not appear in the scheme of corporations used to divert funds from contracts with the state. The lawyer stated that his client is accused of crimes of illicit association and money laundering, but that in the development of the trial, the prosecution has not been able to prove those accusations. During his speech, Gonzalez Basso stressed that his client was linked to the case for having allegedly participated in the process of acquiring some turbines from the El Sindigo hydroelectric project related to former Minister Suarez, but that this accusation is false. He no longer worked at the MOB, the MOP, the Ministry of Public Works. The transaction to acquire the turbines took place in November of that same year. Then William Parodi, lawyer for Luis Alberto Arias, intervened, who assured that the prosecution links his client with the Blue Apple Company through a transfer of $500,000 made to the company Inversiones y Servicios LJ, but that in reality the final beneficiary and responsible for that company was his brother Hernando Arias, who was passed, RIP. Meanwhile, Cristian Ortega, lawyer for Marcelino Martinez and Octavio Samaniego, was the next to present his arguments regarding Martinez, for whom the prosecution requested an acquittal. He applauded the decision of the public ministry, since his client has no relationship with that investigation. The alleged murder of the Panamanian soccer player Gilberto Hernandez, just 26 years of age, was apprehended in the township of Cristobal in the province of Colón after raids carried out by the National Police and the Public Ministry. This is alias Chiquiro, who was arrested in one of the apartments of the Altos de los Lagos multifamily, where he was notified of the court order and taken to the corresponding procedures. During the diligence, several pieces of evidence were collected that will be contributed to this investigation. Hernandez, who was a player for the club Atletico Independiente of the Panamanian Soccer League, died on Sunday, the 3rd of September, in the middle of a shootout that took place in the township of Barrio Norte in the province of Colón. The event occurred specifically in the afternoon on Calle Cinco and Avenida Herrera, where criminals aboard a vehicle shot at the victim and other people who were staying at the scene. At least 7 people were injured, it has been reported. Users of the National Post Office and Telegraph Service of Panama, COTEL, since April to date have been reporting to La Prensa that there are problems in the shipping service, since they owe money to the airline that transports the mail to the United States. At the time, the director of COTEL, Julio Ramirez, acknowledged that they have had some problems with outbound correspondence for the United States, and that they were restructuring the contract with the Panamanian airline with which they have traditionally worked. However, on the 1st of September, the entity issued a statement informing all its users that they use the postal cargo dispatch service, which at the moment has problems with the international parcel service. That is, the problem is not yet resolved. For this reason, they are taking the pertinent steps with the various airlines so that it can be reactivated smoothly over the next few weeks, the statement said. Last June, the director of COTEL stated that the debt that they maintain is an amount that they have generally managed over the years with this airline as a result of the service they offer. However, the official did not specify the amount of the debt. For 3 months, COTEL has been analysing alternatives to solve the lagging dispatches that they maintain in order to gradually resume normality. COTEL is an entity that is under the umbrella of the Ministry of Government, manages a budget for operation this year of $10,071,749. The figure is higher than the one that the entity had last year, which amounted to $9,983,940. Panamanian archery athletes continue to obtain good results at the international level. This time they won 6 medals, 2 silver and 4 bronze in the first Pan-American Indoor Archery Championship, which ended this Sunday at the Tecnopolis Microstadium in Argentina, reported Luis Barria, president of the National Association of Archery in Panama, known as ANTAP. The president of ANTAP highlighted that these results in such a high-level competition are the result of a great teamwork effort, which shows that archery is one of the Panamanian sports that when its athletes, well, when they represent in other countries, they return with a medal and smile for Panama. This is in this championship, which brought together more than 300 archers from 14 countries in the Americas, 13 of them from Panama. They competed in the categories of barebow, compound, and recurve in men and women in the categories under 18, 21 older, and over 50. The medals won by Adrianis Caballero, who obtained a silver in compound bow for under 21s, when she fell in the gold dispute against the Argentine Guillermina Gonzalez. In addition, the composite team competition, the Panamanian trio made up of Edgar Barrasayo, Vladimir Beridalis, and Willy Chin, bought the silver medal. Barrasayo also achieved a bronze medal in the compound bow, while Lineth Liu added another bronze by beating the Chilean Maria Vinich in the women's compound bow. Also in his category, but in sub-21, Paola Coronas obtained third place, with which she is accredited with a bronze. Also in the women's recurve team event, Emma Duran, Anna Pinzon, and Miriam Gonzalez from Chiriquí, they won bronze. It should be noted that Duran obtained 534 points in the women's recurve to be the highest score in the women's classification, while Barrasayo, with 578, was the third best in the qualifying rounds. The ANTAT president was satisfied with the results of the Panamanian shooters in this high-level competition. We were very close to gold, but it was just still a great effort. This shows that things are being done well in Panama, spreading the sport and supporting athletes, he added. And that's it. There we go. There's our look for this morning. There's some of those stories in the local news for you. That last one, it's a bit arrowing. That's it for today. All compiled for you on this morning's programme.